Good afternoon, this is Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Thursday, June 17th, 2010. Well, I just got back from Uncle Pat's funeral, and it was very sad. We were very sad to see him go, and such strong children he has left behind, and a very strong wife. They put together a beautiful funeral service, and the Mass of Christian Burial was very nice. They had the pastor and the assistant pastor from their parish and six other priests, which were so nice that they came in support of Aunt Dorothy and my cousins, his three girls. My Aunt Dorothy used to work at the chancery office, and it was very nice to see them supporting her. Now the funeral began, and one of my brothers was a pallbearer, and they brought in the coffin, and they have the white pall that is put on by the way I have seen it done is an altar server or an older parishioner would put it on, but my Aunt Dorothy and the three girls put that on, and oh, that was hard to see, but it reminds us that in baptism we were put on with a white cloth, and then at death we also are put onto with a white cloth too. Then we had the Mass, some really beautiful music. They had a large women's choir that sang. And once again, the readings were just perfect. They did a really good job of picking great readings to go with Uncle Pat's life. And then the pastor had a really nice homily, and he talked a little bit about the grandchildren's view of Uncle Pat, and they called him Papa. And they said how he loved to sing and just filled with joy. And it was a very nice reflection that he shared. And he also shared another one of Uncle Pat's favorite lines is, "When I'm gone, I'm giving you the sleeves for my vest." And I've heard that so many times from him. So that was a nice memory. Then came my part where I had to do two of the petitions, and I held it together pretty well. My cousin Mindy, she had to say Uncle Pat in her petition for the people who took care of him, especially the ones at the hospice house. They do a really nice job, and she held it together. And then Bridget rounded up out the end, and she did a great job too. Then they brought up the gifts, the three girls did, and their children. And the children put a carnation on the coffin, and oh, that was another hard one to see. And, you know, it also brings me back to my father's funeral, which was 2 years ago, and then my Uncle Father Paul's funeral, which a little more than 2 years ago. He died in January 2008, and my father in February 2008. So that brings up, you know, a lot of the memories of that time, because, you know, during that funeral planning, it's just all a blur, but these girls did a great job, and Aunt Dorothy. Also, so pleased my Aunt Jean was able to come. She's in a rehabilitation home after her stroke, and my two cousins, Sean and Neil, they worked together in bringing her in a wheelchair, and she was able to come. And oh, I was so glad to see her, and that was very nice to see her, and she was able to say goodbye to her brother. Then we had the rest of the Mass, the Eucharist, and then they had the final blessing on the coffin, and they use the incense, and then they wheel him out, and then when he's out into the vestibule of the church, I think that's what it's called, they also had the sprinkled in with holy water. Then we went off to the cemetery, and this was beautiful. My Uncle Pat, he was in business with my dad and my other uncle, Uncle Bill, and they were in the fire equipment business, and each brother had a different section of the business, and my Uncle Pat, his section was selling fire trucks, so he traveled around the Midlands area selling fire trucks. Well, as we pull into the cemetery, there is two fire trucks and a fireman on our guard, and I whipped out my camera, and I tried to get pictures of those fire trucks. I did get two pictures of the honor guard, but you know, we went quickly because we were a part of the procession. And that was just beautiful. It was just very fitting. When Uncle Pat and Aunt Dorothy got married, they had fire trucks at their wedding, and now they had fire trucks at Uncle Pat's interment at the cemetery. Then we, you know, said goodbye to him, said some prayers at the cemetery, and Father blessed him. And a very nice cross was given to Aunt Dorothy that was on the casket. Then we went back to the church. They had in the school cafeteria a luncheon. 200 people stayed for lunch, which is really nice. It was a very nice crowd. Had a lovely time visiting with everybody. Had delicious food. Eddie's catered it. The most fresh bread I've ever had, and delicious. I had roast beef and some salad. And then they had the lovely funeral ladies from that parish. And I belong to the funeral committee at my parish. And I just really enjoy that job. I get called every so often, you know, maybe once every other month, because I belong to a large parish, and so they divide up the duties. And I get called to make, you know, some desserts or make a salad or make some potatoes. And well, these ladies, they serve the desserts that their members bring in, and they had, you know, drinks, iced tea and coffee and lemonade. And that's a beautiful service that they can do. Then sat down and ate, had a nice visit with the people around me. And, you know, catching up with old friends and family members. My cousin Bridget said, you know, you seem to be getting together for funerals more often than weddings, and, you know, a different season of life. And so that's, you know, the way it goes. And I was able to introduce my cousin Bridget to my cousin. My mom's sister's daughter came, and she knew Uncle Pat from growing up. You know, she's not related to him, but she came, you know, to support, you know, in support of the family. And I introduced her to my cousin Bridget, who works with resume writing, and Sue was laid off recently. So that was a nice connection to make. I was happy to introduce the two. Then at the very end, I met an old family friend. Her name was Colette, and she grew up with my Aunt Jean, and her family and our family were, you know, old friends and from long ago. And she told me how my grandma Mary was a very religious woman, and she also shared that she went on a double date with my uncle Father Paul. That is, before he was ordained, of course, and, you know, before he joined the Navy and found his call to his vocation. But that was interesting. And we talked about the service and just how beautiful the words, all the prayers and all the blessings of the Mass were, just very beautiful, very comforting and fitting. And she reminded me of something that Father had said at the Mass, that about the generations of faith. And she says, you know, that's true, looking around that church. And, you know, she was an older lady, and she, you know, her children and her grandchildren, you know, all Catholics, all belong to the same faith, and in passing it on. And that's what, you know, I know my Uncle Pat and Aunt Dorothy have done, and I know that my parents have done with me, and I'm working on that with my own children, passing on that beautiful faith. So that's all I have for today. I mainly made this audio boo for my relatives who weren't able to come to this funeral for Uncle Pat. My sister Becky has just started a new job in a new city, and so it was impossible for her to get away. But I also wanted to share the reflection of a Catholic funeral, and, you know, how we grieve together, and what our experience is. Well, everybody have a good day. Wow, I can't believe I forgot this part. At the very end, after the delicious luncheon, the three girls brought in two big bunches of helium balloons in a beautiful green color. And they got all the grandchildren and any young children to come on out. They went outside, and they all sang, "You Are My Sunshine," and then released the balloons and let those go in memory of Uncle Pat and memory of their papa. And that was beautiful. So now, everybody have a good day.